Former member for Murray Valley.
Beautiful. Now, what are we doing today? So you're rallying behind one of the local candidates. What can you tell me?
Well, Tegan, this has been a big issue as far as I've been concerned in relation to the election in the seat of Indi, when Cathy came forward as an independent, and I know her well, and know the family very well because they've got close connections to Rutherglen, where I live, and my concerns were getting proper representation out of Indi, and so I think that she's working very well and working very hard to make sure people understand what the issues are here in Indi, and to hope that we can get the best representation going forward into the next Parliament.
So is it fair to say that you've been unsatisfied with what Ms Mirabella has been doing?
Well, I think a lot more could be done. I think that's the issue, that many of us are concerned with getting appropriate support for us here within the electorate of Indi. And so what we're putting faith in is if Cathy can come forward and win the election, well, then we hope then that we'll have someone really stand up for the people of Indi and where the responsibilities are. The first responsibility is to the electorate that you're voted in from, and the electorate of Indi, and so that to me is a key issue.
And a few people have come out today saying that they think it's a bit weird that you've decided to back Cathy. What do you have to say about that?
Well, I don't see that it's weird. As far as I'm concerned, it's 2.5 years since I left the Victorian Parliament after nearly 34 years as a member for Murray Valley, but I'm a voter within the electorate. I've got opinions, I've got views, and many people have shared the views that I've expressed to you a few minutes ago, that they have concerns with the representation we're receiving within the electorate of Indi.
Are you still a Nationals member, Ken?
Oh, yes.
You are?
Oh, yes.
Yep. So you don't see this as conflict with the
Nationals
agreement?
Well, some people may, but I don't see that. I mean, in the National Party, we've had people with individual views, but they can put those individual views forward. And when I was in the Parliament, I often was in conflict with some of the things that we in the National Party and the Coalition did. But I'm entitled to those views, and that's what I'm taking that stand.
Do you expect to lose any friendships over your stand here today?
I don't think so. I don't think so. People know me. They know Ken Jasper. I think they'll say Ken's standing up for what he thinks is the right way to go and what he's doing. So my view is that will not be an issue.
Have you supported Sophie Mirabella in the past? She's been around about 10 years.
No.
You haven't? So there was never a turning point of
No, look, I'd be the strongest Conservative out, and I've strongly supported the National Party and Liberal Party in that coalition arrangement, but no, I've not supported the federal member.
Is there anything in particular that of Sophie's performance that has concerned you?
Oh, no, I don't want to get into that particularly, except to say that from our point of view and my point of view, I want the best representative possible to represent this area and to be able to be part of the people. That's the issue. And I think that, as far as I'm concerned, I think we need to have a look at all the candidates, and I think Cathy should perform very well. So I know her well, know the family well, and I'm sure she'll be very dedicated if she wins the election.
Some people have suggested earlier on in the campaign that Cathy was sort of encouraged to run with the backing of the National Party to begin with. Do you have anything to say? Any truth to those rumours?
That's absolutely not true. There's nothing in that. I've spoken to Cathy in the earlier part, since she decided that she was going to stand, that is. And no, we've had no input into that at all from the National Party. But voters will make up their own minds in the finish. And I think the election in Indi is going to be a very good election, because what we're seeing now is an issue where issues are being brought forward that have never been looked at before, never been considered often. And I think that we want to make sure that we get appropriate representation here and response to the issues which we see of concern to us.
Do you believe she can win?
She's certainly going extremely well, and it's hard to predict these things, but performing extremely well and getting strong support, I should say, across the electorate, because the electorate sees that there should be proper engagement and that there should be proper discussion of issues, and that's happening. That hasn't happened here for many years. Now, I'm not saying also that it should be a marginal thing. I'm not a supporter of that idea particularly. I want the best member that we can get there.
Do you think this grassroots politics might be a template for a way of going forward with other electorates to copy?
Well, I've got to say that I've always been a grassroots politician. That's the way I've operated in the past, and I've worked across politics, in fact, in working for Murray Valley electorate. So being grassroots politicians mean you represent the people. That's the issue. And if you can't represent the people of the electorate, or you're not close to the people, or not engaged with the people, that's the issues as I see it.
The
the list of names that was put out today, there's, you know, prominent doctors, business people, but also a few National Party names. Is this something that you've had discussions with people who, you know, have been supporters of yours over the years?
The answer to that is no, not directly. Mm-hmm. Maybe I've had discussions with a few, but people are making their own mind up with this. They're telling me that we need to get proper discussion, we need a proper election where people put forward their views and we can get people really thinking about what's going on and not take things for granted. This area has been taken for granted. No longer can it be taken for granted. So that's a good start as far as I'm concerned, and it's certainly proving that way too.
And just finally, Ken, as a very experienced campaigner yourself, what sort of advice have you given Cathy for the long road?
It's interesting because I've spoken to Cathy on a number of issues. One of the key ones I said is you don't say you are the best candidate, you say you believe the best candidate. That's a small one. But then the other thing is to listen to people. And I learnt very early in my political career that when you meet people, they tend to tell you what they want to tell you. And I trained myself then to say, well, what do you think? And you've got to be responsive. And I think Cathy's doing that. She's going around listening to people and responding. That's the issue.
Thank you very much.
Pleasure.
Thank you.
About it, really. I don't have a lot more to add.
Can we just ask you a couple of quick questions about Ken coming forward, I suppose, today?
Yes.
Just get you to say your name and title.
So, Cathy McGowan, and I'm standing as an independent in the federal election for the seat of Indi.
Beautiful. Cathy, what do you think about Ken coming on board? Was it a surprise?
I'm absolutely delighted to have his support.